Chapter 51. Joe?
Chang sounded less relieved and way more outraged than I expected. Maybe I should have expected the outrage. I mean, if I were him, I would be pissed at me. Hey, Kong. I waved as the video feed became available, with Valkyrie systems quickly recovering from the distortion created by our jump wormhole. We had emerged about a half light second from Earth's surface, about the minimum safe distance. Safe was a relative thing. We were surrounded by multiple spheres of enemy starships, like layers of candy coating around our homeworld. Except this candy coating tasted awful and could kill you. Wanted to kill you. According to Skippy, there were 8,368 Maxalts and Rindaloo warships orbiting Earth, plus another 6,000 Maxalt ships about 3 light hours away, which they thought the Rindaloo didn't know about, plus another 2,000 Rindaloo warships roughly 5 light hours away, which the Maxalts certainly did not know about. Sorry, I shrugged. Skippy insisted we use the scenic route option on the stupid navigation app. Hey, the beer can objected. If somebody had used the bathroom before we left, we wouldn't have had to stop 3 freaking times along the way. Joe? Chang shook his head. This better be good. I can't promise anything. Bishop! Reichert bellowed, which is a good description of his pompous wailing. The Skippy entity is with you?
Large and in charge, baby,
Skippy exulted. The asshole didn't lose a beat, so I have to admit the guy was cool under pressure.
Bishop, you will provide the codes, or we...
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I flipped him the bird. Listen, jackass. It has been a long trip getting here, and I'm tired, and I really do not like listening to you doing the evil overlord monologue, so how about you shut the hell up, and I'll tell you what you are going to do. Surprisingly, my peace gesture was not well received.
Ha, ha, ha.
Riker did the evil overlord's slow, menacing laugh. Well, that's how it came through the translator, which apparently had an evil setting. I needed to look into that.
Bishop, I expected nothing better from you. This time you will not escape. Your ship is surrounded. We will tear your vessel apart and take the Skippy entity. All units, target the human ship.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, I warned. Somebody might not appreciate you trying to take Skippy for yourself.
Somebody? You mean the Rindaloo?
He chuckled.
By the time our ancient enemy rouse themselves to take action, we will...
Oh, I wasn't talking about the spiders. Watch this. I snapped my fingers. Through swirling rifts in space-time, two disturbing, crawling, tentacled horrors uncoiled from the whatever dimension they came from. A sentinel. Two of its tentacles, 1,000 kilometers apart, emerged on either side of Valkyrie, leaving our mighty ship looking like an insignificant dot between two things that made my skin crawl just to think about them. They did not belong in our layer of reality, and they did not like being here. Their very existence was a violation of the laws of physics that governs everything else in local space-time, and they did not care. It did not care.
You.
For once, Reichert was speechless.
You have a sentinel?
His name is Roscoe, Skippy blurted out. He's a good boy.
Who's a good boy?
He lapsed into baby talk.
Who's a good boy, Roscoe? That's right. You are such a good boy.
The twin tentacles shook like a freaking puppy's tail. I have never seen anything more disturbing in my life.
You have a pet? Sentinel?
Reichert repeated, his voice drained of emotion.
Yep,
Skippy confirmed. Hey, if Roscoe wants to hump your leg, he snickered.
You better let him finish,
he convulsed with laughter. That's a good safety tip, I agreed.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Skippy got a bright idea.
He does tricks. Do you want to see him do a trick, Joe?
I would love to see that, Skippy, I agreed. Several dozen Maxalt's warships began moving in one direction against their will, and an equal number of Rindaloo ships were jerked into motion in the opposite direction, toward each other. With engines screaming in reverse, protesting to no avail, the two clusters of ships gained speed rapidly until they were blinding streaks and smashed into each other head-on. Way better than the demolition derby at the Maine State Fair.
Good boy, Roscoe, Skippy praised his newest pet.
Skippy, I wagged a finger at him. Your sentinel left a mess out there. With the other hand, I pointed to the fireball of debris on the display. Oh, sure, when he does something bad, he is my sentinel, Skippy grumbled. Clean it up, please. Okay, okay. The fireball shrank, encompassing all the high-speed debris, crushing it into a ball too small to be seen. The ball was then flung away, accelerating toward the sun. Skippy. I lowered my voice, cutting the audio feed. That was impressive, thank you, but it's not going to make a big hole in the sun, will it?
Nobody nope, Joe.
It will skim the photosphere and create a spectacular flare, but directed away from your miserable, monkey-infested mud ball of a homeworld. Your heartwarming affection for my planet is a constant source of comfort. I'm gonna barf. I love you too, Skippy. Activating the audio again, I cocked my head. All right, listen up, shitheads. I'm talking to all of you assholes out there on both sides. The time when we are scared of you is over. Earth is now defended by a sentinel that is under our control. As you have seen, unless you are totally freaking stupid, we also have the ability to shut down other sentinels and put them back to sleep anytime we want. Or, not put them back to sleep, if you know what I mean.
I don't think they know what yous mean, Joe.
Skippy did his best gangster impression.
Why don't yous explain it to them?
Sure, Skippy. Here's the deal. The Elder weapons we planted will stay on timers. We will continue to reset those timers unless you piss us off. Don't worry, we will provide a list of things that might piss us off. But I can't guarantee the list will be comprehensive. Depending on whether Joe has enough coffee in the morning, Skippy warned, there are a whole lot of things that could piss him off.
I'm just saying, you know?
Right, so use your best judgment, or you might find unfriendly sentinels in your backyard. Our backyard here and the territories of our allies will be blissfully free of elder-killing machines.
Joe, tell them about the protection plan.
Oh, right. Hey, for the low, low price of you staying the fuck out of our business, we can offer the Skippy Protection Plan. It guarantees our elder weapons won't make a mess in your backyards and keeps pesky sentinels away from your house. Is there a discount coupon available, Skippy?
Coupons are only for our valued customers, Joe. These assholes can pay full price.
Okay, that's fair. All right. Now I need to talk with my leadership. So all of you out there, talk amongst yourselves or do whatever the hell it is you do. As long as what you do is abso-freaking-lutely nothing. If any of you even look at us in a hostile manner, Roscoe will show you other tricks he has learned.
Oh!
Skippy whistled.
Can I tell Roscoe to...
Not now, Skippy.
Why do you hate Fun, Joe?
He muttered.
What did Fun ever do to you?
Just cut the broadcast, please.
Done.
Chang's image filled the main display. Kong, I'm sure you have a lot of questions. Starting with where the hell have you been?
It's complicated. More of a when than a where. Getting here was not a problem, but we had to wait for the right moment for us to...
Chang's eyes narrowed in an unfriendly rather than suspicious manner.
You were waiting around here all this time?
Everyone on the planet was terrified. You could have...
No, it's not... Yes, we were here. Sort of. Not the whole time. Time is weird up here, wherever there is. It's like, you know how when you're stoned and you start watching a movie and you've got a big bowl of chips in your lap and it seems like 5 minutes later the movie is over and you're wondering where all the chips went?
He stared at me blankly. Not that I have personal experience with that sort of thing, I sputtered. But I've heard about it.
Joe.
Sorry. Listen, I promise I'll explain everything later, okay? Most of the stuff that happened recently was unplanned. We've kind of been making up shit as we went along.
Chang cracked a smile. Standard operating procedure, then?
Crap, yes.
It seems like I asked this question too many times. Is any of that bullshit you said true?
Enough of it, yeah.
That's it, then? The war is over?
Not quite. Skippy thinks there is another Elder AI out there stirring up trouble.
Shit!
His smile disappeared.
Yeah. We need to take care of that as our first priority. Sir? Sims spoke for the first time since we jumped in. I turned to look at her. XO? Sims grimaced. She was seriously pissed off. Hopefully not at me. I think there is something else we should do first.